I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here
to analyze the game they love
for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Christmas morning, you sprint downstairs, the lights are on, there's presents everywhere, but underneath the tree is James Daniels, Miami's looks like prize free agent addition. Kat, what were your thoughts when you start to see a few of the higher up guys go? All their names are escaping me. I've been listening to so many podcasts this week, but you see like a guy with the Titans, David Moore, I think makes $80 million over 4 years. What do you think James Daniels coming to Miami on a 3-year, $24 million deal?
Yeah, Dan Moore for the Titans, left tackle, gets what, $19 million a year, I think. They've spent two first-rounders trying to get rid of the guy over the last couple of years. So, yeah, that was a shocker. James Daniels is somebody that was really high on my list and a great scheme fit, too. Now, he's coming off the torn Achilles, but he tore his Achilles also in week 5 of last year. So he's supposed to be healthy this summer. Now, the Achilles injury for somebody whose game relies on mobility, that could be a little bit tricky, but... James Daniels, his entire career, he's been so mobile as an interior lineman that even if his mobility goes from an A down to a B, I still think he's a really good player and a great fit at one of those guard spots. So he's someone who can play all three interior line positions, should settle in at left guard, and you hope that he stays healthy. And for 3 years, $24 million, without question, my favorite move for the Dolphins this offseason.
Yeah, and I think for those that were listening to the podcast, even if we were sitting there, you know, we were talking about the Aaron Banks signing and Dan Moore and things like that. And I think you even said, would you be upset if your phone notified you that James Daniel was the signing? And here it was. So, I mean, the Achilles injury, you do wonder, you know, how that'll affect his mobility, you know, how quickly and how he'll, you know, get acclimated into this offense. But this was the Wagyu steak of this free agency class. You know, we knew they needed to attack the guard spot. They couldn't really fork up some of that pay that some of those other guys got. But bringing in a guy like James Daniels, you brought him in on that contract. You might have only been able to sign him for that because of the injury and things like that. But I love this signing and love that it shores up that left side of the offensive line.
I'm sorry, guys. Left guard or is he a right guard? For some reason, I was under the impression he's a right guard.
He's played both with the Steelers and the Bears.
Where would you prefer him?
I don't have a huge preference. Not sure right now. And I really think the other offensive guard for the Dolphins is not on the roster right now. So I'm gonna take a knee on that question until the draft or the second wave of free agency.
Couple other players the Dolphins signed. Let's start with Larry Borum, former Chicago Bears offensive lineman. I don't want to hype this up too much, but the Dolphins have had a bit of success moving players around, kind of identifying traits. Aaron Brewer and Connor Williams, two guys that never or had rare, had little center experience. They kind of just threw them there and went with it. Kat, is there any chance you could kind of squint, maybe tilt your head a little bit and see a guard in someone like Larry Borm?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I mean, this is somebody who's played 1,900 snaps already in his four-year career with the Bears at left tackle and right tackle mainly, but he also, I think, has 20 snaps or so at guard, so he has at least been looked there. And he does have really good size. You know, he's, what, 6'5", 330 pounds. He's a big dude. Best fit is at right tackle, but you have to think that the Dolphins were thinking, maybe we can get away with something here and move him inside to right guard, play James Daniels at left guard, and if we want to go cheap at those positions, we don't have to reach on a need in the draft. Now, it's still one of the top three needs for the Dolphins on the team at guard, and Eichenberg doesn't fix that either. But I think if you're trying to get a little bit creative, then this could make some sense.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, no, I mean, at this point, it's just in Butch Berry we trust, right? We saw what the Dolphins could do with, you know, mediocre guards. I love the James Daniels signing. If we can get anything out of Larry Borum, right? If he can move inside and, like you mentioned, if he can stay on that right side and then you can put James Daniels over there with Patrick Paul. I mean, Jake, you asked where I think that he would be best. I really don't think there's a preference for James Daniels, but to have him next to Patrick Paul, you know, as he still learns the game, that won't be the worst thing. But I don't know that you can truly trust Larry Borum, and maybe that's why they brought in Liam Eichenberg and some of these other signings. They're just going to, you know, have James Daniels on the one side, either side, and then just let the best guy win that other guard spot.
Kat, I know you already foreshadowed it, and I know you're already trying to defer, but I'm a journalist by trade, and I need to ask you the direct hard questions here. How do you feel about Liam Eichenberg being back on the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, it's... I couldn't believe... It's fantastic. I mean, listen, if Liam Eichenberg were on a different team and the Dolphins signed him for what, 1 year up to $4 million, and he played every position on the offensive line in his short career and was never a good player, but at least went from worst in the league to terrible last year, I guess, is the best compliment you can make. I would have said, okay, maybe he's improving a little bit and he's cheap and he's versatile and maybe he can be like a, you know, Michael Dieter type of player for you. But it's really bad optics for the Dolphins. I mean, this guy has been a punching bag for everybody over the last couple of years. Anytime he's gotten extended playing time, it's never worked. Didn't work at left tackle, didn't work at right tackle, didn't work at the guard spots. He had a couple of decent games at center and then he fell back to his old self. So, no, I mean, if he's somebody that can, I guess, allow you to have 8 offensive linemen instead of 9 and spend a roster spot somewhere else because he can play 3 interior positions, I guess that's his best value. But no, I I can't believe they went back in this direction.
I mean, that's it, right? You just hope that he can be of that value. I mean, I always said, you know, like, I wouldn't be upset if he was that sixth offensive lineman, if he was that Jesse Davis, but then he came back and I kind of feel like I would have been okay, you know, if he signed anywhere else. So it's horrifying because I can just picture it now. You know, we're talking about Larry Bourne, maybe, you know, starting at guard. We talked about, you know, whoever they could go after in the draft. Do not foresee at some point Liam Eichenberg on that starting offensive line, and that just terrifies me. So I would have loved to see him eat it into the moon. He's back. Hopefully he can be that versatile, you know, tackle, swing tackle, guard if necessary. But I'm just terrified he's going to be starting at some point. And we already saw what that is.
I was surprised that so many people went right to that thought. Like, I get it and it makes sense. But do you guys remember that Jack Driscoll was the first free agent the Miami Dolphins signed last year, or one of the first free agents the Dolphins signed last year? And we did multiple podcasts talking about how Jack Driscoll is going to be a key piece of that interior offensive line of the Dolphins. I'm not going to freak out about Eichenberg just yet. I think he's the ideal camp body cat, just for exactly what you said. You can line him up everywhere. I wonder if he really has that value as a three position guy, because I know the Dolphins love Andrew Meyer as a backup center. So you wonder if they're going to just kind of trust those type of guys. But more than Liam Eichenberg, just looking at this unit as a whole, what does an offensive lineman at pick 13 truly do to this group? Whether it's Membu, whether it's Kelvin Banks, does this take a unit that we thought was so dreadful and so ugly? Right now, it kind of, if you squint, you can say it's solid, maybe bottom third, but near the top of that third. Kat, what does adding a guard in the first round who has future left tackle or any sort of tackle potential, what does that make you feel about the line?
Yeah, I mean, it would improve the offensive line on paper, to me, a full letter grade. If you took, again, I haven't moved off Armon Membu being my number one player on my board. If you take out the obvious guys, the, you know, Travis Hunter and Mason Graham and the quarterbacks, you know, take the top five or six obvious guys off the board, Membu is my guy. Because if now from left to right you line up, let's say Armstead or Paul at left tackle, Daniels at left guard, Brewer at center, Membu at right guard, Austin Jackson at right tackle. Now you've got Eichenberg as your backup. You've got Meyer back there. You've got Larry Borum for depth. Yeah, you move everybody down a slot, and now that offensive line goes from, you know, a C or a C plus to maybe a B or a B plus, and that could make a huge difference here in the offseason.
Yeah, and I don't know how they're going to go about it with knee, but I would feel so, you know, I'm looking at it, like you said, Jake, you can squint, you can see that solid, you can see the vision, but if you would draft a guy like we talked about, the Banks, the Will Campbells, the Membus, if you can get one of them in there, I mean, then that does look like a strength to me. And then, you know, then I'm bought in. I hate to be that guy, right? I shouldn't be. A move like that would definitely make me feel a lot differently about the, you know, the Dolphins' potential in 2025.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.